The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, our Lord reveals somewhat frighteningly that it is possible for a person to come to such a point of self-centeredness that they lose all consciousness of everything that they're not doing for their neighbor. You know, sometimes you go to confession, you say, "You know, gosh, Father, I was walking downtown and I saw a homeless man and it was placed on my heart. I should talk to him or give him a few dollars or just reach out in some way. But Father, I didn't. I went on. I was in a hurry. I had things to do. And, you know, Father, I'm so sorry for that." Or, you know, "Gosh, Father, someone called. It was my mom or a good friend or my sister, my brother. And, you know, I know they're going through struggles. And, I was tired. I didn't take the call. And I know that I should have." We're aware of the things that we ought to have done out of love for our Lord or love for our neighbor. Our Lord also reveals beautifully that it is possible by God's grace to come to such a point where we are so selfless that we're not even conscious of all the good that we are doing for those around us. But most of us find ourselves somewhere in between, and our Lord wants us to reach this point. You know when our Lord says, "Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing"? What does that mean? Except that we've come to that point where we are selfless, and we don't even realize, "Oh my gosh, I just did that kind deed for someone." St. Alphonsus Liguori says there are three ways to know that we've come to that point of selflessness. First, we will not seek thanks for what we are doing. Secondly, we will not worry about the approval of others. And thirdly, we will not worry if someone finds fault with that which we have done. Now, quickly, St. Alphonsus Liguori also says that selflessness is only possible if we are really doing it for the glory of God. Because when we do something for God's glory, we can't have selfish motives in there, or then we're doing it at least to some degree for our glory. So when we do something, a kind deed, and we say, "Oh my gosh, I didn't even get a letter. My person didn't even say thanks. You know, I would have appreciated at least a phone call." Are we seeking God or ourselves? There are times where we don't do something, even though we think God wants to do it, because of what others will think. "Gosh, you know, I felt like I should have done that, but what would she have said, or what would he have thought?" Or if someone finds fault with it.
Oh my gosh, right? You did that, right? I would have painted that blue, not yellow. You know, that kind of looks ugly.
Well, you know what? I didn't do it for you. I did it for God. And so I'm not bothered by your criticism or your disapproval.
My brothers and sisters, there's only one way to come to total selflessness, and that is love.
When we are so in love, we're not conscious of that which we do for our beloved. We just want to love, and love gives itself. And the more we love, the more we give. And the more we give, the less conscious we are of that which we're giving, because we just want to love. This is why we receive the Eucharist daily, because our Lord fills us with new love every single day to purify us of all selfishness.